You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Become a Pop Tech Tester. Visit poptechtesters.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and we are speaking with Patrick O'Neill. He is CEO and founder of Oloclip. Again, you can follow online, OLLOCLIP.com, Oloclip, the makers of lenses for smartphones. Now, just before the break, I should be more clear about that, Patrick. It's lenses specifically because of the way that lens design works. I know a lot about this part. You had to kind of choose which way to go in the smartphone world, and you chose at the moment to address the needs of iPhone users. So we were talking about the range of your products. What about compatibility? Which iPhones does it work with?
Well, our products work with everything from the iPhone 4 to the 4S, the 5, the 5S, also the iPod Touch 4th generation, iPod Touch 5th generation, and now we're just about to start shipping for the iPad Air, Mini, and Mini Retina.
And you mentioned, you know, it's important. Apple was one of the original retail locations. Now you can find your products in every one of the Apple stores around the world. So obviously it makes a lot of sense to you. But there are some folks, some of our listeners, who are Android users, particularly fans of the Galaxy products. Are you looking at that as a manufacturer and as the head of Oloclip? Are you looking at other smartphones down the line potentially to consider putting your fantastic lens products for them as well?
Yes, we are. I mean, we're always looking at, you know, what should we do next? And we've got a team of designers and engineers here and a 3D printer that we keep working constantly. And we're looking at, you know, when we can offer something that we think is really cool and works really well for those users, then we'll bring that product to market.
Yeah, a lot of listeners don't understand the background behind making these difficult decisions. Obviously, in your heart, you want to make your lenses available to everyone. But the challenge is, you know, in order to make the lens reach the quality that you're looking for as a photographer, you have to make sure the mounting system is addressed to the lens itself. And the lens on a Samsung is going to be a little bit different than the lens on the Apple. Therefore, in order to deliver that perfect experience, there's a lot of engineering effort that goes in. So you have to kind of go for that commitment and how large is that population pool. It's a difficult point, but I think there's a few Samsung users out there, a few Galaxy users out there, yep. So it might be an interesting point.
We know that there's a lot of Samsung and other Android device users out there, and it's not that we don't love them. It's just that there's so much complexity to designing these products, and I've got a thing I always say is that every business looks easy from the outside, and the complexities are just tremendous that are involved here, but we're on it.
Yeah, totally understood and totally very reasonable statement and great education point for our listeners about why things work in the world of technology and product availability. Tell us a little bit more about your product line. Now, you're talking about the 3-in-1 and the 4-in-1, which are really lenses, fisheye lens, wide-angle lens, telephoto lenses, macro lenses. But you also mentioned something that's really important for listeners to understand, and that is filters. In your telephoto kit, it includes a circular polarizing filter. Can you explain a little bit about the value of a circular polarizer for our listeners?
Yeah, the circular polarizer lets you block light coming from a certain direction. So say you're taking a picture of the water. I was in Maui last summer, and I was up on a cliff, and taking a picture down into the water. And I took a picture without the CPL, and you see some of the coral, but you see a reflection of the sun coming back up into the camera. Then I put the CPL on, I turn it a little bit, and all of a sudden I can see all of the coral in the picture that's in this little cove. And I mean, it's just amazing what you can do with these filters. And it's just, you can use it to make the sky look more blue, to, like, say you're taking a picture of a metallic car, to see the color more accurately. There's so many different uses for
what I always tell consumers when they're talking to me about why should they even care about a filter, because they can fix it. They believe they can fix it in post using software like Instagram or using some software like Photoshop. And the reality is the software is really only as good as the original acquisition image, the original photograph itself. And if you would want to wear sunglasses to make yourself feel more comfortable out during the day, that's a good indication that you need to put a polarizing filter on your camera, and in this case, your smartphone. And I think it's brilliant that you guys offer that as a optional accessory. It means that you really are thinking, Patrick, as a photographer, how can you make the smartphone photography experience better and get them more color, more vibrancy, and get more detail. You mentioned actually seeing through the glare of the water and being able to pick up the coral below. That really made that photograph.
Absolutely. It's, I mean, it's something, as people get more into photography, most of our customers have never used a camera with interchangeable lenses. They've got no experience with, you know, having these creative options, these different perspectives and filter options. So this is a whole discovery process that's going on, and we're here to help them.
That's fantastic. Talk to us a little bit about some of the research that you're doing about the future of mobile photography. You guys obviously are very intertwined with photography, and in particular photography as it relates to the smartphone, the so-called mobile photography business. Can you speak to us a little bit about the research and some of the stuff you guys are seeing in the market?
Yeah, I mean, it's like 8 out of 10 people take pictures with their phones, making photography the second highest use of mobile phones after texting. And 758 million photos are shared on social media per day per Marketo. So, I mean, it's just massive what people are doing. I mean, the Olaclip's a social accessory. And, you know, people that are on Instagram and all these places are really making their photos that much more interesting by, you know, combining the Olaclip in their photography.
Well, speaking of photos, it's really important for our listeners to know that this weekend in particular is a great weekend to consider the Olaclip because tomorrow is Father's Day. Are you a dad?
I am a dad.
I'm a dad too. Happy early Father's Day to you, and happy early Father's Day to all of our listeners out there. Now, this Father's Day, you guys have a very special offer for our listeners. You have an offer running in June 2014 to the end of this month. Tell us a little bit about what that offer is, celebrating your 3-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's going to be our Olaclip 3-in-1 photo lens, so the fisheye wide-angle macro, as well as the quick flip case that is a slim case, but also opens up so that you can put the Olaclip on it, and it includes an attachment that slides on the bottom that includes two tripod mounts and a cold shoe, so you can put a light or a microphone on it, all for $49.99. It's a $100 value.
So if I were to go to your website and I don't put in the promo code, everything you just mentioned is $100 worth of equipment. But if I use the promo code FREECASE, FREECASE, at checkout, you get basically half off.
That's correct. Yeah, it's an incredible value.
And our listeners, you got to be there. You got to be quick. You got to go to Olaclip's website, OLLOCLIP.com, and then enter in the 3-in-1 and get the quick flip case. It'll show $100, and then you put in the free case promo at checkout, and it knocks it down half off.
That's right.
Well, we've been speaking with Patrick O'Neill. He is CEO and founder of Olaclip. Olaclip, the premier company when it comes to lenses for your iPhone. Go there, check it out. Hey, big congratulations to you for Father's Day, and congratulations for being the Entrepreneur of the Year for 2013 of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thank you for being with us, Patrick.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike.
I am your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Conn, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Stay tuned, there's more Pop Tech Radio to come.